You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, I got to tell you something very funny. On the way, I Ubered back to the airport yesterday morning. And so it was Sunday morning at about, 7:45, 8 o'clock. And I get in the Uber. And my Uber driver has got gospel music. I mean.
Oh, how about that?
Blasting. I mean, loud.
Hallelujah.
And she's still trying to talk to me a little bit and say a few things. But she wouldn't turn the music down. And I didn't want to ask her to turn the music down. Because then she's going to knock me down from my perfect 5.0 that I have on Uber.
You got to roll
after
with it.
After years of taking rides, I still have a 5.0 rating. Which really pisses off Gretchen. She hates that I've got a perfect score on it. So to make sure that I kept the perfect score, when I got out of the vehicle at the airport, I told her to have a blessed day.
Yes, nailed it.
See?
Well done.
And ding, if you ding, check ding, my Uber this morning, I'm still a 5.0.
He was such a gentleman.
And she was listening to her gospel music. And so I told her to have a blessed day.
That's awesome.
That's a little good manipulation right there so I can keep my 5.0.
That's fantastic.
You know, the Uber rides are, relatively speaking, usually not as expensive as everything else that's going on around us. There was a new survey that came out where they were asking people about things that had just become way too expensive. And what Jeremy and I were laughing about this morning is that essentially... people have decided that just having fun is too expensive.
That's
anymore.
It. If you look at it, I mean, it's everything right now is costing more, from concerts to movies to, my God, I took the kids to a little theme park in the Springs this weekend, and it was $200.
Yeah.
You know, just for a little afternoon out. And, yeah, it sucks. It really
fun
sucks.
Fun is expensive, isn't it?
It is, man.
Man, we went to enough places where we had adult beverages. You know, I've talked about how you used to be able to get an old-fashioned for like $7-8, and then it went to 12, and then you started ordering old-fashioneds at restaurants, and they were 14. Now they've gone up to 17, 18 at most places.
Yeah.
We stopped at a place this weekend where an old-fashioned was $24.
That's stupid. That's stupid. At what point does this end? Like, you're going to have a $45 old fashioned at some point?
That's a fair question, and that's what I want to know. It's like, what is the breaking point for people with how expensive everything has become?
You got to start drawing the line when you know for sure that you could go buy an entire bottle for what your one watered-down drink is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly the giant ice cube, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I got to
draw the line.
Instead, I mean, it was like, well, they have beers here for $8, but I could get three of those for the cost of one old-fashioned, and there's actually more. You know, in per volume wise.
Absolutely.
So I was like, I'll just do a beer. I mean, I did plenty of $18 old fashions this weekend.
Still, my God.
But at 24, I drew the line. I was like, I just can't.
I'll tell you, with the cost of everything rising, that's one of the things that I have almost completely cut out is the alcohol purchases.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly I'm on a health journey right now, but that, you know, which helps. But the amount of alcohol, you know, that was coming into the house, and you start adding that stuff up and you're like, you know what, we gotta cut back somewhere. Let's stop with the beers. First of all, the ones I like too are the $15 four packs of craft beer, which I've noticed they've gone to now. You can't even go buy a six pack. You get them in four packs now of the fancier beers I like. But that's one huge place to cut back. And I know people are looking for other avenues to cut back. I do a lot of my grocery orders on Amazon, and I've noticed I've switched to like the Amazon brand of various items, which I feel ridiculous because their brand is called Happy Belly.
Oh my God.
So everything comes in. It's like the, you know, I'll get all the cereal that's the Happy Belly brand of cereal. Oh, the Happy Belly's here. I just feel
like
an idiot.
Just on principle, I wouldn't buy that. Principle only.
I know. And they're the
People
most
could say,
like,
Dom, it tastes
it's
great,
exactly
it's
the same, Dom. The cereal tastes fine. It's like name brand.
And it costs less, but I'm sorry, I won't do it. Just like I told you, I found that house for sale in Highlands Ranch many years ago that I was looking at, but it was on Snow Bunting. And I said,
I can't
on principle. I can't live on a street called Snow Bunting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy boxes of Happy Belly.
And the boxes are like, they're stark white, and they've just got like a little picture of like a cereal on it, and it just says Happy Belly across the top. I feel like an idiot.
But you know what? The funny thing is, they don't make a move that isn't researched researched, you know, to death,
sure.
which means they did so much research that found most people would be happy buying a brand called Happy Belly, whereas I, and you do.
I'm fine with it. I feel like an idiot, but I'm buying it. I'm buying
it
because it tastes
the same.
I don't
feel like an idiot when I'm giving somebody my money. I would have felt like an idiot ponying up $24 for an old fashioned.
Yeah.
So I didn't. Well, instead, I bought it at the places where it was only 18.
You need a Happy Belly version of the old fashioned is what you need.
Well, the truth is I am like you in that I have cut way back on alcohol. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
But this was a weekend with my high school buddies. I wasn't going to have an iced tea this weekend.
You're not going to have a Sprite, you know.
Yeah. So they went out and they surveyed a whole bunch of Gen Zers especially. What's our age group on Gen Z anymore?
Look it up. I hate getting asked this question. I don't know.
Anyway, they're younger than millennials. But anyway, they asked them about, you know, what are you pretty much trying to walk away from just because it's so expensive? And they said theatrical shows, live comedy, sporting events, theme parks,
okay,
carnivals and fairs are on the list.
Yeah.
So we thought we would ask you this morning too, where do you finally draw the line on a specific product? Like for me with that one particular cocktail, I drew the line after $18 to $20. I was like, I can't do it after that. Mm-hmm. But what for you have you drawn the line at, and what have you given up? Christy says, I haven't bought a new car in ages and went shopping last week. My eyeballs jumped out of my head.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I want a new truck.
If you haven't purchased a new car, let's say, in 10 years.
Oh, you're gonna.
And now you go car shopping, even for used cars.
Sticker shock. Yeah, I want a new truck. And it's like, you can't find a decent one for like under $65,000 right now.
Wow.
Pass.
Melanie says, my parents sent me a picture of a menu. That's like I sent you a picture of a menu.
You did,
this
with your
weekend.
Cheese sticks.
With the cost of the cheese sticks. The cost of the mozzarella sticks was $45. Melanie says, my parents sent me a picture of a menu where a restaurant offered a large pizza for $48. And then she put pizza in all caps with 2 exclamation points.
Yeah, that's nuts.
A large pizza for $48.
I can't even comprehend
pizza.
It better be the best damn pizza that you've ever had for that much.
Rick, this is kind of funny, actually, but I'm happy for Rick with the outcome. He says, I finally had to give up smoking. I'm not kidding. The threat of cancer didn't do it, but the cost of a carton finally made me kick the habit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in some cases, that's why they talk about raising all the tax rates on cigarettes and stuff like that, is they want the revenue. The government wants the revenue. It's like the government is, and this is just my own opinion, the government is trying to find the happy medium. Where we love all the tax money that we get from people who are smoking, but we also want to do the right thing. And so they try to discourage smoking by raising some of these prices, but at the same time, they want the revenue.
Right. How much is a pack of smokes now? Because we had this conversation last night because Nick Nack's Halloween costume calls for cigarettes. And she had to order a pack of fake, like, prop cigarettes, and they were $4. And I was telling her, like, before she ordered that, I was like, can't you just go out and get some regular cigarettes? And she's like, I think they're way more than $4 a pack now. So I don't even know what they're at, $8, $10, $12, whatever.
Well, Jeremy, I hope your children certainly don't see this costume that Nicole is wearing.
Oh, we already had this talk,
If it involves cigarettes, Jeremy, I'm a little
disappointed. Don't smoke, it's just for show.
I'm very disappointed in you and your wife.
I know, sorry, guys.
That you would have this
kind
of costume.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Did I put on just the right affectation of my voice?
It sounded just like a few emails that'll come rolling in later today, yeah.
Sure.
I'll give you a couple more here. Angela says, chips. I can't do it anymore, boys. Chips are $6 for a bag that's mostly air. I'm out.
Air.
Sarah says, getting regular haircuts for my kids. I let them go a couple more weeks than usual because it's like $35 for a kid's cut now. What happened to the days of the $9.99 kids' cuts? Those are long gone, Sarah.
Man.
I'll tell you where it's starting to hit us in the pocketbook at the house. Since Reed is now, you know, just shy of 13 in middle school, when we go out, he's no longer on the kids menu anymore, Dom. And we're definitely past the phase where it's like, tell him you're 9 or tell him you're 10, you know, to get into an amusement park or something, because he's getting taller now. So we have to buy, you know, the full adult price ticket for our son now when we go out and do things. And then he's ordering off the full adult menu when we go to restaurants. And it's a sticker shock when you no longer have a kiddo on the kids menu anymore.
Yeah.
They get that full meal that's, you know, up to $20. And of course, he loves shrimp. So it's like whenever we go out, he's like, well, do they have shrimp? The shrimp linguine, shrimp Alfredo? So his ends up being like the $26 dish. And Nicole and I are like getting the salad. Like, no, buddy.
Can't you just say, I'm sorry, son, just get a quesadilla?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, how's the cheeseburger look to you?
John wrote in and said to tell you that Siggy's are about 11-ish a pack.
Oh,
is that right? That can't be right.
See, I have no idea. I don't.
Is that right? I don't know.
No, Darlene says $12.48 a pack.
Okay, so apparently it is.
I guess they're up there. What an expensive habit, especially if you're a pack a day. Yeek. Bowling is expensive. Yes, LJ. Yes, yes, yes. We tried to go bowling a couple months ago. Not only is it like $200 for a family of four to go bowling now, you can't just wander into some of these places. You have to have reservations days in advance to go bowling. You got to book online to even get in.
Days in advance.
Days in advance. It was a Saturday, but, and we're like, yeah, let's go bowling. And you had to go online and book your day.
Well, that's the funny thing about bowling. Like, how many people plan bowling in advance? That is one of, like, the last, most common last-minute decisions,
isn't it?
For friends ever. It's like, what are we going to do? Hey, let's go bowling.
No, all these big bowling brands and companies have taken over and made a complete and total blank show out of it.
Man.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Well,
and I love Cynthia. $7 for a can of Lysol? Really?
Lysol?
Just use some soap and water. You'll be fine.
Now some people are writing in trying to pimp their little bowling air. No, we're not going to do commercials for bowling. But it is funny. Listen, quick note. The first time you ever write into us, give us your first name. And also the town where you live would be cool, too. You don't have to give us your full name. Just first name, town where you live. And then once you do that one time, then we'll have you on our system, and you never have to do it again. But there are some people writing in this morning who have never done that, so we don't know who you are. I'm talking to you, 3141. Put your name on there.